This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Jerry Dulac with an interesting but not surprising report. Tell us about it, Limits.
Yeah, so Jerry tweets, Russell Wilson wanted to remain with the Steelers right up till the end before he agreed to a deal with the Giants, per sources.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, Russell Wilson wanted to come back here, and the Steelers said they wanted him if Justin Fields moved on. Art Rooney plainly said it was the preference and the priority to have one of those two, and he had to know at the time that Aaron Rodgers could and would be available. I mean, that seemed very obvious. Something happened here. Gee, Bob, maybe it was the fact that the offensive coordinator didn't really care for Russell Wilson, at least as a player, it would appear, that they clashed. And that Russell Wilson perhaps leaked a story that embarrassed the organization, in which it was revealed by Jerry Dulac that he couldn't play the kind of football he wanted and couldn't change plays at the line. Otherwise, it was a marriage made in heaven, right?
Yeah, there were certainly stumbling blocks along the way, but I think he realized that at the end, he still wanted to somehow stay, and it says a lot that they did not, because they didn't have Justin Fields. If they have both, they made their choice. It was an offer to Fields. He chose not to take it, so he never got the offer that he thought he or the Steelers thought might be forthcoming to one of the two. The only one who got it was Fields, so we'll see how this goes. But in New York now, they have Tommy DeVito, Jameis Winston, and Russell Wilson, and they also have the third overall pick.
Can you say that again? Danny DeVito, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston. I know. And Jameis Winston, and they also have the third overall pick.
Which this signing may indicate that they're not going to take a quarterback. They've decided they need other things in a third, or unless they're, you know, playing a little bit of a game. Not sure.
Wow. Are you surprised to hear that Russell preferred to come back here, even despite the obvious? Here's the thing. Here's the thing about toxic positivity, and I would call this optimistic delusion, is what Russell may suffer from. He doesn't think anything was wrong around here. He must think that everything was great with Arthur Smith. Like, those stories come out, and Russ is probably, first of all, he probably doesn't even know the stories came out unless his agent tells him. And secondly, he's probably like, I didn't have a problem with Russell Smith. I loved it. We had a great year together. Even the last five games were great. Even the playoff game was great. It's great. Everything's great. What did he say at the end of the season, Limits? Do we have that clip after everything fell apart, Bob?
Yeah, it was very positive.
I think that it's an exciting time. I think obviously to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and the opportunity of what we can do.
No, it's not. It wasn't an exciting time. You were 10 minutes away from Kirk Herbstreit saying your team quit against the Ravens. You lost five in a row. You got historically embarrassed in a playoff game. Everything was not great, Russell. Sometimes things are bad, and that's okay. In fact, sometimes to make things better, you have to acknowledge that they're bad. What was he thinking, Bob?
I don't know, but he obviously rubbed them the wrong way. And so when you do stuff like that, and listen, there's nothing wrong with being critical of your own team and saying, well, this is what we need to do. We didn't do it. Disappointed. This is, instead of saying everything's all positive, it's not positive when you lose five in a row. There are problems. And yeah, quite frankly, a lot of this has to do with their defense also. We should not just eliminate them from the conversation here, because their defense did not do what they were supposed to do, given the fact that they classified it as an elite defense. They need to do a lot better than what they've done. So it was a whole bunch of stuff not going well at the right time.
And I'm sure he was sitting, how could he probably was thinking like yesterday. He was, or this morning, he's probably sitting around before he signed with the Giants, before it became abundant and obvious, abundantly clear, the Steelers don't want you. He was probably still holding out hope, like, man, I don't understand. Well, what went wrong there?
Broncos country, let's ride.
Why don't they want me? Everything was so great there. So away he goes. That's it for the Russell Wilson era. How will you look back on that, Bob?
I thought it was interesting. Cabali had one word on it, and he called it scapegoat.
Scapegoat?
Yeah.
Saying that Wilson was a scapegoat?
Apparently so, yeah. Look that up for me, Austin, to make sure. I think
no, you're 100% right, because I saw it last night during my show, and ripped Cabali for it.
Okay. So I'll bring up a couple of things. One was the game that he single-handedly lost in Baltimore, single-handedly lost a game that might have given them the division with a goal line fumble, which, again, you want to put your shoulder down and try and score. I love it, but you can't fumble. And then he gave up a pick six when it looked right. like they had control of the game on the worst pass of the year.
Worst pass of the year, right.
And by the way, he almost blew the home game against Baltimore with a ridiculous end zone interception. So that's two games against Baltimore. Then I would bring up to Cabali, which I guess we will at 12:30 today, the horrific end game sequence against the Bengals at home in the season finale, where it looked like a 17-year-old quarterback was on the field.
Yeah, that game, more than any of them, was
scapegoat.
Well, I mean, maybe he's doing it in reference to what I said earlier about the defense. The defense had a prominent role in this 5-game losing streak. They
right,
couldn't
but
stop
Bob,
anyone.
Just because there were many other factors in the Steelers losing doesn't mean that the guy who plays the most important position wasn't a significant one.
I'm not.
I know you're not defending
with
him.
I'm just saying that was his word. You asked me for a word. I would say, disappointing. You know, I expected more from him, especially being what he was. But I also knew he was getting up there in age, and looking back, Mike Tomlin made the switch, and maybe he shouldn't have made the switch. I know it's 2020 to look backwards here, but, Justin Fields, you would have gotten a better read out of Justin Fields, and you also would have kept him engaged here to the point where he might have said, I'll be your starter moving forward.
I mean, I think right after the season, I characterized my thoughts on the Russell Wilson era. Let's ride my ass. I know it didn't sound right, Bob, but I was a Russell Wilson fan coming into all this.
I think we all understand, like, even the Trubisky train and then the Russell Wilson, let's ride.
Yeah.
It all sounded good on paper.
Right.
But you're also dealing with guys who have...
too.
Broncos country, let's ride.
But
the Russell Wilson situation looked pretty good. I hear people saying that the Mason Rudolph 3-game set was the best quarterbacking they've had since Ben. I disagree. I think it was Russell Wilson for a good 5 or 6 games there. Was pretty darn good, but it turned out he was like them. His best work was against bad teams mostly, although he had a good game against the Commanders.
Well, and that throw was the one, if you're going to look at one thing that he did, and that throw to Mike Williams at the end where he's being pressured, back foot throws it perfectly, that was the best throw of his era here.
Yeah, and then when the going got tough, he got going, as in leaving. He was like the team, and unfortunately, he's the most important player because he's the quarterback.
Right.
He proved to be unable to put a team on his back or make the biggest plays in the biggest games. And so he didn't work, doesn't work. And I fear that Aaron Rodgers will be the exact same. He'll look good at times. They might run off a streak of games against bad teams. He even won against bad teams with the Jets. But when it comes to winning time, it's just not going to happen. It didn't happen with Russell. It's not going to happen with Aaron. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's just, at this point, you're just, again, Band-Aid is the word that comes to mind for me with all these things. They're Band-Aids. They got to figure out a strategize. And again, I'm really looking forward to the draft coming here in Pittsburgh in 2026. I think that could be the day it happens.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be phenomenal if it happens in front of a lot of Steeler fans. And they make the pick, and the pick turns out to be the right pick.
What if the Aaron Rodgers announcement is in front of a lot of Steeler fans at the Pat McAfee event? I am willing to call, if that happens, it will mark a low point of the Mike Tomlin era.
Yeah, I don't want to see that there. I just don't. That's, you know, and by then it won't, it's not much of a surprise anyway. Although I will say this, I listened to Kevin McConnell was on.
Yeah, you were going to say this.
And it just makes me wonder, and they had a discussion on ESPN about it. Do the Vikings really believe that J.J. McCarthy is their guy moving forward? And there was a discussion there because he said that basically there's no givens on anything, which sounds like a typical coach thing to say, except you just turned your back on Aaron Rodgers.
Diana Rossini says that's still a possibility.
Well, that's what
to the
I'm
Vikings.
Suggesting. Maybe he came here, heard what he had to hear, didn't like necessarily what he had to hear, and then go back to them. I don't know how this works.
And adjust his demands with them. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be a lot of different things. Maybe that's why there's a delay again. Or
limits.
Maybe it's just he's someplace in a dark place.
Ages and ages hence, when you're sitting around with your wiffle ball friends, how do you think you'll look back on the Russell Wilson era?
It's four nights of complete darkness.
Not a lot of light. Dark. I'm going to say wishy-washy as my word, because when Wilson originally came here, I wanted them to trade for Fields.
Yeah.
So when they did trade for Fields, I was more excited for the idea and the prospect of Justin Fields than Russell Wilson. He proved me wrong when ultimately, you know, Tomlin, well, he was the guy, he was the head honcho.
The
Lone Ranger, there's the word, that made the ultimate decision, and it panned out at first, but then the Russell Wilson we saw in the final five games is more the Russell Wilson that I expected. So, very wishy-washy season, won't think of it that fondly.
Yeah, me neither. And I was hoping to be right about that, because I will still defend them going out and moving on from Rudolph and Pickett and taking some bigger swings. But now it looks even worse because now Rudolph is back here. They moved on from him for one of these guys. Now they brought him back, and now they're bringing in a Russell clone, I think, in Rodgers. I really do, Bob. Meantime, who do we have at the top of the hour limits?
Destiny's Child's farewell single.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he says goodbye.
Yeah, he's leaving.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, he's a very good writer.
So Destiny's Child with a pirate update as we head into spring training, and then Kabali. We're going to challenge him on this scapegoat line. Do people out there agree that Russell Wilson was a scapegoat? Apparently it wasn't. 412-928-9370 if you agree with Dr. Kabali. Meantime, Bob, some updates from the media bracket from Joey Bag of Donuts here on X. He runs this 64-team NCAA-style bracket. We're in the second round. You and I have advanced. Unfortunately, Limits was eliminated in the first round, but he got there. He was Mount St. Mary's. This was his first year in the tournament. You felt good about that, Limits, to at least be in a game?
I did. I was excited to be there. I was hoping last year I would potentially get in. I thought last year at that time, I was like, next year, I hope that I make the field, that I make the tournament, and then continued growth from there.
And you grew in the 24 to 2 days of the voting.
Now, unfortunately, some of his players are going to get poached from bigger programs, right? But I think he'll be back.
I almost took down Kabali, who one texter said, we should all know by now that Kabali is the greatest water carrier of all time, the Michael Jordan of water carriers for the Steelers.
That's a little harsh.
That's a very harsh text.
That's a harsh one. Well, let me update you on him and others from the four regions, Bob, as we look to get to the Sweet 16. I'm going to update you on some matchups here. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the Three Rivers bracket, we have Cabali leading Taylor Haas of DK, and he's up by 38 points. He's going to win. He's going to advance. Here's the interesting one to me. Bob Labriola, a 3 seed, is up 13 points on Donnie Football. Okay, it's now up to 15. And I think that Donnie is being hurt here. As much as I love Donnie's family name of Donnie Chedrick, that's what he's listed as. I don't think enough people know that that's Donnie Football when they're voting. There's almost 500 votes, and Donnie's down by 15. If he could petition Joey Bag of Donuts to change his name to Donnie Football, I think he survives Labriola, Bob. Do you agree with that?
I think anytime you you go by one name, even though that's not his name, but it's his identity, yeah, you run the risk of people not sure what, you know, who you are, just because you don't hear the name Chedrick so much.
I think or include both Donnie quote Football, Donnie Football Chedrick. You got to have that in there, limits. I think, but I really do.
I don't know that that's his doing.
I think it's Joey Bag of Donuts. I think you have to drop him a line saying, "Could you refer to me as Donnie Football? It gives me my best chance to win." Labriola from the Dean Smith era with a 15-point lead, he may go to the four corners, Bob.
Four corners. And Bob's very good. Historian over there writes good stuff about the history of the Steelers.
I knew that he was dangerous, sort of underrated dangerous. All right, let's take a look at some other brackets here. Let's go to the PPG Paints region. Jenna Harner quietly making a run, although Rob King is up by a point on her. She's played well. Muller getting blown out by Mackey. He's down by 21 points to Jason Mackey. Is this the time for the 9 3-pointers?
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You might have to do some more for Malzi.
Let's hear Bob on Bob and I are Malzi's cheering section. Bob, he's down 21 points right now.
Well, it's early in the proceedings. You know, this is the time for comebacks.
Yeah. 9 3-pointers would give him a lead.
It would cut into that lead.
I've done everything for Mozzie.
Stop.
And he's done nothing for me.
I do like that. Here's a surprise, Bob. A big surprise in the PPG Paints arena. Billy Hillgrove, the wily veteran who has played in all kinds of big games, is destroying Andrew Filippone. He's up 50 points. 50.
Wow.
What happened here?
It might be a little bit of a hate vote for Pony, but you're also going up against a potential Mount Rushmore candidate in Bill Hillgrove.
That's a tough matchup for Pony.
That is a tough matchup.
I didn't think 50 points, Bob. Did you?
No, I thought that'd be closer. I think a lot of these I thought would be closer, but it's early. It could change.
And then in a Penguin-themed match, oh, I don't know, 50 is a tough one to change. In a Penguin-themed matchup, the old 2-9er is also up 50 on Rob Rossi, who advanced to the second round. That's a mild surprise to me. You?
I think Bork is very well received, though. You know, he's one of those guys, he has a role on television and radio now.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing as Rob, it's just that he's not seen as much.
You, Bob, as we move to the PNC Park bracket, now with 500 votes in, you're up 59 points on Doran Dickerson. You're playing your best basketball at the right time of the year.
I caught him at a bad time, apparently. You know, so, but he still has the cardiovascular wherewithal to come back.
Ray Fittipaldo and Mike DeFabo quietly on their way to advancing to the Sweet 16. And then we get to the Heinz Field region, where maybe the matchup of the entire round. Oh, my God. I just went on a huge run against Missy Matthews here, Bob. I was down 10, now I'm up 9. What's happened here?
It's the power of the show.
It must be. I'm headed for a Crowley matchup. Crowley leading Jay Caulfield by 15.
You said that.
This is the one I wanted.
You wanted this one.
I've had this one circled. Bob. I want to go at Crowley. Pat Bostic having a very tough time with Greg Brown on the other side of the bracket. And very quietly, there's a 15 seed out there who I think could win the whole thing. That's Dan Potash. He's up 40 in his matchup right now. Bob, he's headed to the Sweet 16.
Well, he was misseeded.
Clearly, he was underseeded. He's headed to a Sweet 16 matchup with Greg Brown that I think you got to send. Who's the number one team over there? Limits at CBS.
Oh, Ian Eagle Bill Raftery. Grant Hill.
Grant Hill. They're headed for the Greg Brown, Dan Potash matchup, Bob. This is what we live for, right? In this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it interesting. I got to give Joey a lot of credit. He created this, fun opportunity to do it, and a lot of people will watch it and vote.
Did you think Crowley was going to be up this many on Caulfield with 800 votes in?
No.
I'm a little surprised. You, Limits?
Jay was actually leading that early this morning for a little bit before Crowley started to rally the vote after he tweeted it out.
Oh, so
little
that's
campaigning.
How that done. It's a little campaigning, I guess.
Man, I want a piece of Crowley in the next round. And I think I'm going to get it, Bob. And if I win that one, I'm in the Elite Eight. How about that? Nobody. What if you and I met in the final?
You'd win.
You're winning again, Bob. Everybody knows that.
Win.
It's almost academic at this
point.
No,
it's not. I mean,
you're like the John Wooden dynasty. Everything is just an exercise in futility, and you're going to win the thing.
Joe, you have charismatic qualities that you don't even realize. Not to mention, you're a savvy old news hound.
I do have that going for me, but you're a savvy old news hound as well.
Not really. Not as houndy as you are.
Are the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers an inevitable match?
I don't know.
Ray Fittipaldo writing about that. Mark Cabali saying that Russell Wilson is a scapegoat. We're going to talk to Cabali at 12:30. What were you going to say, Bob?
No, I just think that this delay could very well be that it's re-engaged in Minnesota for some reason. I wouldn't rule anything out dealing with Aaron Rodgers. And
me neither, including retirement or waiting for the best opportunity later, which is something you've been on the whole time.
Well, guys have done it, and he may not want to go through the rigors of all the training camp, preseason, all that, and just wait. And someone will be desperate enough to get him. All teams think about at that point is winning, and if they feel he could give them something, I'm sure they would do whatever it takes to get him.